This is part two of a two-part devotional that we began yesterday, entitled New Covenant Sacrifices. New Covenant Sacrifices. And it's taken particularly from the letter to the Hebrews, and more particularly, the exhortations in that letter that all began with the two words, let us. Let us do this, let us do that, as application of the great truths that have been revealed in this letter regarding our Lord Jesus Christ. So today we continue then in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 through 16. Yesterday we looked at verse 15, and today we're going to look at verse 16. But I'm going to read them together. Hebrews 13, verses 15 through 16. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. End quote. God-pleasing sacrifices, to do good and share. The first thing to note is that verse 15 and 16 are inseparable. We must have a life of praise and a life of service, and they are inseparable. They define the Christian lifestyle. Let me give you an idea of that by looking into the theme that we find elsewhere in the New Testament. Ephesians 1:15, for example, reads this. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you, and your love for all the saints. Hold that thought. We turn to Colossians 1:4. Paul says again, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints. Faith in Christ and love for the saints is inseparable. There is no such thing as a lone ranger in the kingdom of God. There is no such thing as a Christian hermit. An isolated Christian, beloved, is a violation of the faith. An isolated Christian is a contradiction in terms. But more than that, a Christian who is not doing good and sharing has fallen short of the truth of Christ. Has fallen short of the truth of Christ. And let me just explain to you what I mean by that. In Acts chapter 10, we have record of the first Gentile mission. And of course, that was of Peter. Peter was visited by an angel, and he was told to visit this man, Cornelius, a Gentile. So Peter reluctantly ended up going, and he's talking with this Gentile and some gathered of his friends and family, perhaps. Anyway, this gathering of Gentiles, and he's going to describe Jesus to these people. Now remember, this is the first Gentile mission. These people knew little or nothing of Jesus, and now Peter is going to describe Jesus this way. Verse 38, Acts chapter 10. You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So these people knew something of Jesus. But he tells them, you know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit, and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. If we are to understand our Lord properly, we must understand those two things together. He was sent by God. He was anointed by the Spirit. And he went about doing good. Consequently, we too are to go about doing good and sharing. So there's no such thing as a Christian who has faith but doesn't have any sense of giving or sharing in their life. It's a statement in contradictions. Now, there's no such legitimate thing, I should say. Let me give you a few other texts. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. There Paul tells us, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Now, Paul has just defended the faith in the book of Galatians. In this letter to the Galatians, he has defended the faith, calling the false gospel that was going around accursed twice in chapter 1. And then the next four chapters, he is defending it. And in chapter 6 now, he's giving very practical application of how we're to live that out. And he tells us, we are not to only do good to those in the faith, but to all people. We are called out of the world. We're called out of the world system, and especially its religious practices. But we are to do good to the people in the world. We are to care for the people in the world. We are to share with the people in the world. But most especially, those who are in the household of faith. To do good and share, therefore, is at the heart of authentic faith. For someone to praise God and yet neglect to do good and share reveals at the very best a faulty faith, an immature spirit, and perhaps is an indicator that one is not even a Christian. In James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, we have this faulty faith revealed, where he says, "What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to him, go in peace and be warmed and filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself." When we say that we are justified by faith alone, it is a faith that is not alone. It's a faith alone that unites us to Christ, so that we are justified. We are justified by faith alone. And once we are in the Father's household, once we have received that reconciliation, once we are enjoying a union with Christ, we are to behave and act like Christ. Those who say they are in Him ought to walk as He walked, 1 John 2:6. And so we are to reflect the very character of Christ, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, and by doing the same. Now, over in 1 John 3, there is a similar passage, 1 John 3:13-20. Get my glasses back on here. Where he says, "Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and in truth." The world is a hateful place. Hate is typical in the world. Apathy is typical in the world. A lack of compassion is common in the world. But not to be so amongst those who follow Christ. It's not to be so to those who have gone out of the camp and have stood with Christ and are in Him now. It's not to be so among you and I. We are to be those who offer sacrifices continually from our lips, and those who also care and share for others. So through Him, that is, through Christ alone, we are to possess a predetermined mind and will to continually offer up, as new covenant priests, sacrifices of praise to God, the fruit of our own lips that give thanks to His name. And inseparable from this is the sacrificial lifestyle of doing good and sharing. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. So yes, we have sacrifices in under the new covenant. We have a priesthood under the new covenant. And we have a temple in the new covenant. The body of Christ is the temple, is the dwelling place of God, wherever the body is. Whether it's two gathered, three gathered, 500 or thousands, there is the temple of God. Whether it's in a field or in a building. The building doesn't matter. We don't have sacred buildings. We don't have sacred temples any longer. God has taken up residence within you. The triune God lives within you. You have now a participation in some mysterious way of the priesthood of Christ, and that you offer up as a priestly privilege the sacrifice of praise, and you share in the compassion and the character of Christ by doing good and sharing, especially those of the household of faith. May you do so today rejoicing. May you continue to do so every day, knowing the glories of the truth that you have in Christ, knowing of the reconciliation and the compassion and the doing good that God has shown you in His Son. May that be your motivation to do good and share with others. For such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Amen.